Hi, friends. This is Rich Anderson, and we're at a special broadcast here on Hope Radio. Have you ever read the newspaper and wondered some of the things that you have seen and some of the things you've heard about? Didn't I hear that before? Did it sound familiar? Have you ever gone through your Bible and begin to see almost the pages come alive on the pages of the newspaper on a regular basis? Well, in case you haven't, friends, we are certainly in that time today where we're getting ready to hear the sound of the last trumpet. And with me today, my special guests are brothers and authors, Dave and Willie Hauser, and they are the authors and the publishers of The Last Trumpet. They have a tremendous testimony, and I think you're going to want to hear, and a great opportunity of a witnessing tool that you don't want to miss out on an opportunity on. So I just want to welcome our guests today, and Dave and Willie, welcome to Hope Radio. Glad to have you with us today.
Pastor, thanks for inviting us.
So The Last Trumpet is a phenomenal newspaper that is 33 years in circulation, actually, this month. And can you tell us, Willie, a little bit about what The Last Trumpet is all about?
Yes. As you said, approximately 33 years ago, I was visiting a friend at college, and her roommate was a born-again Christian, which I didn't even know what that was. And she said, there's a book I recommend you read called it wasn't The Last Trumpet at that time. It was called The Late Great Planet Earth. And it sparked my interest. I stayed up almost all night and read it. I ended up going back home. I walked into a party that I would normally attend, and I started preaching to the people. Really didn't know exactly what I was talking about that much, but it really influenced me. And sometime afterward, my brother read it, and he started to buy these books called The Late Great Planet Earth. By the way, it was during the 1970s, this book was the number one nonfiction bestseller seller on the New York Times list. And my brother started buying them by the case, handing them out literally by the hundreds. At that time, there was a newspaper put out by the man that started Teen Challenge, Dave Wilkinson. And it was just an 8-page newspaper, and it focused specifically just on the rapture. When we saw that, it gave us an idea. Well, why don't we write a newspaper that would not only discuss the rapture of the saints, but include the entire tribulation all the way through the Battle of Armageddon and the second coming of Jesus Christ. And so we wrote a newspaper and we started publishing it beginning in April 1980.
And so this is like shortly after you give your life to Christ. And,
yes.
And God begins to open a tremendous door for the both of you.
Yes.
And this has led you on this phenomenal 33-year journey with this newspaper. And so you were greatly influenced by the Late Great Planet Earth book, which was, of course, Hal Lindsey.
Well, yeah, but even actually before then, I had attended a Bible study, and there was a man sitting on a couch, and I happened to be looking over his shoulder. And in the back of his Bible, there was a chart, and it said, Prophecies of the Messiah Fulfilled in Jesus Christ. It detailed approximately 50 specific predictions about Jesus coming the first time. I don't know what my exact reaction was, whether it was goosebumps or chills, but I know it certainly got my attention. And my brother and I spent the first part of our Bible research looking at the fulfilled prophecies of the first coming of Christ. And then naturally we turned to the second coming of Christ. And just a comment, the Jewish people at the time when Jesus was here, they were so focused on the prophecies of the second coming of Christ, they missed the first coming of Christ. And I see something happening very similar now. The church, and rightly so, is focused on the first coming of Christ. But it seems that they're oblivious, many of them, to the second coming of Christ and the events that are happening right in front of their eyes.
Yeah, they really are. And we're speaking with Dave and Willie Hauser. And Dave, so your background, you're from Jewish descent.
My mother's first husband was an Orthodox Jew. And I have a ketubim at home that I showed an Orthodox rabbi, and the Orthodox rabbi verified the fact that my mother had an authentic Jewish conversion. Therefore, the Jewish descent goes through the mother. So my brother and I, Baruch Hashem, are Jewish.
I think it's awesome. You know, again, proclaiming the soon coming return of the Lord, and using this newspaper, which we're going to tell our audience about, so they get a deeper understanding about the newspaper. And so, 35 years ago, give your lives to Christ. 33 years ago, write this newspaper, which is so current to what's happening today. For those of you that are listening, the Last Trumpet newspaper, written 33 years ago by these two wonderful men, really was a, like you said, it was kind of like a take on the tribulation. And not knowing that what you were putting together then as a track literally is a, we can walk through it today and see it coming to life today. So you've got some points with you brought of right now. We're in April. Why don't you tell us a little bit, Dave, what's going on in the newspaper today and what's happening right now?
Exactly. This is the current world situation today. France has invaded northern Mali and is in a protracted conflict with Islamic militants. These militants have threatened to strike at the heart of France with a devastating terrorist attack that will cripple the entire country. The Central Bank of Japan has since November 2012 devalued the yen by 20%, and this has prompted threats from other countries to start a currency war. Britain has lost its AAA credit rating, and this has led to a plunge in the value of the British pound. The price of gold has recently soared to an all-time high. Israel recently attacked a weapons depot in Syria. This led to a threat by Russia and Iran to retaliate. Recently quoted, the Russian deputy foreign minister said, "An Israeli attack on Iran would be like an Israeli attack on Moscow." The European Union has called for a new constitution. This would include a federation of states with an elected president of Europe. The United States right now is suffering through a prolonged drought in the Midwest and is being compared to the Dust Bowl of the 1930s. India is in the midst of its worst drought in 50 years, and millions of people are threatened. The United Nations has voted to make Palestine a non-member observer state with East Jerusalem as its capital. The vote was 138 countries against, 41 abstained, and only 8 countries voted in support of Israel. President Obama has already made it clear that he wants Israel to go back to the 1967 borders and divide the city of Jerusalem. So to recap, the entire world is facing an economic collapse. Terrorists are threatening France with a catastrophic attack. A massive devaluation of the yen is occurring. The British banking system is in trouble, and the value of the pound is plummeting. Gold has recently soared to an all-time high. Russia and Iran are publicly threatening Israel. Europe is looking to elect its first president, ratify a constitution in order to form a federation. The United States is experiencing a historic drought that could rival the Dust Bowl days of the 30s. Millions of people are at risk in India due to drought, disease, and malnutrition. The status of Jerusalem is the focus of international attention. A two-state solution calls for the division of the city. Now, what's interesting, Pastor?
Now, these are stories that are current.
Absolutely current.
You just gave us eight stories there.
Correct.
Currently, right now in the news today. So how does this correlate to the newspaper?
Well, what's interesting, Pastor, last week we sat down for 2 hours with you, and we have a comparison book. Now, what do I mean by a comparison book? I have a little notebook where I have an article on the left-hand side from The Last Trumpet from 1980. On the right-hand side, I have a newspaper article that came out currently. On the left-hand side, it says something's going to happen. On the right-hand side, when you compare it to what is happening right now, it says the exact same thing in the exact same words on the exact same subject. So those eight stories that we just listed, those are the eight stories, the lead stories from The Last Trumpet from 1980, absolutely in sequence. And Pastor, we sat last week for two
absolutely,
hours
sure.
going over the documentation. And matter of fact, Pastor, we showed you the original copy of The Last Trumpet. Right now we're sitting in the studio, and you're seeing the copy of the original Last Trumpet. It looks like, doesn't look like the Dead Sea Scrolls, but it's kind of old and parched, okay? It's 33 years old. And what we did is, Pastor, you see the top copy. We reprinted it in color. Yeah. We added a website and color pictures. But what we're concerned about, what my brother and I are concerned about, when I go home every day, I read the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, and I watch BBC News. So if you gave me a quiz on macroeconomics, Italian bond deals, what's going on with the Bank of Cyprus, what's going on with Japan, the Bank of Japan, I would do pretty well. Now, the reason I do that, Pastor, is to compare articles in The Last Trumpet to what's happening right now.
Right.
And we see an absolute direct correlation.
And before people get the wrong impression, The Last Trumpet, again, was written as a tract. You took a look at the 7-year tribulation and never expecting that what you wrote would have the kind of dramatic comparison to what's happening in the newspapers today. So it's not that you're declaring something new. It's not that you're declaring some new prophetic revelation that you got. You have scripture to back up everything that you've written back in 1980, and now we're just seeing it unfolding right in front of us. And I love the idea that you're using it as a track, that it's a newspaper form that somebody can grab and you can put it out, and we're seeing it unfolding today. The front cover says Russia invades Mid-East. Not really far-fetched, is it?
Not at all, Pastor. And exactly like you said, Pastor, the ancient Hebrew prophets have already spoken.
Yeah.
They've already spoken. And my brother and I specifically asked the Lord to help us dramatize
right.
the prophecies that have already been made. The prophets have already spoken. Mm-hmm. But what's interesting, like I said, we sat down. Pastor, what was your reaction when you saw our comparison book?
I thought it was incredible. You know, I mean, it reminds me of the scripture, too. There's nothing new under the sun. It's amazing how, you know, we've seen and what was been declared by the prophets, it's right in front of us today. Unfortunately, we're so caught up in our society, like you said, like Willie said earlier, we don't pay attention to his soon coming return. We're just concerned about where we are now. He came, it's great, wonderful, and we're busy today just living our lives, but he's coming back, and we need to be prepared.
Exactly.
Amen.
So you've got so tell me when you sat down to write this. And by the way, friends, those of you that are listening again, this is Rich Anderson. I'm sitting talking with Willie and Dave Hauser, and they are the authors of The Last Trumpet. And if you'd like to get more information about it, let me give you a couple of places you can look. Lasttrumpetinfo.info is the website, but if you'd like, you can go to johnmctiernan.name is his blog site, or you can go to defendproclaimthefaith.org. Defendproclaimthefaith.org. All one word. Go to the blog section, and you will get. You'll be able to actually access the Last Trumpet newspaper in a PDF format. You'll be able to get information. You can become a subscriber. They want to send this to you free. You have an opportunity. There's no cost to you. But check it out. But it really is amazing when you look at it. It is an 8-page newspaper, and I just love the fact that it's going to get so much attention when people just see it out and using it as a track. So when you guys did this back in 1980, so what happened? You just sat down and just started writing, or how did the ideas come? You know, obviously I know Holy Spirit inspired, but how did it kind of happen?
Well, as I've told my brother, and he's in agreement with me, we're not the sharpest tools in the shed. We're not theologians. We just prayed. To say we were excited about the second coming of Christ is a dramatic understatement. We actually, at one point in time, we put a billboard in front of our business. It was, I think, about 4 foot by 16 foot, proclaiming the second coming of Jesus Christ. And
A little zealous.
And no one would cross our path pretty much without telling them about Jesus Christ and that he's coming back, and, of course, the gospel. We've been doing it for many years, and we didn't plan to predict anything in particular the fact that there are clear prophecies. As Pastor, as you mentioned, the front page says Russia invades the Mideast. Well, where do we come up with that? In the book of Ezekiel, it talks about in the last days, Israel would have an enemy to the uttermost north. And if you go from Jerusalem and you go directly north, you end up in the suburbs of Moscow. And it specifically says which countries Russia would be allied with. Then on the front page it also says world faces economic collapse. That would seem pretty unlikely in 1980, but that's really the predominant thought of what's happening.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody can see it right in front of them. But that's a front, that's a lead story. And then there's also a story on the rapture. And one part that I like, it speaks about after the rapture, a man is sitting in a church after the rapture, and we wrote this little statement that he would make. Said, I'm going to find my wife's Bible with all those verses underlined and see what's going to happen next. You don't want to see what's going to happen next. Mm-hmm. You want to go with Christ.
Yeah, absolutely. And so it is amazing, like I said, looking at the pages of this newspaper and seeing how much of this really has come to pass. And again, knowing that you wrote it in 1980. The kind of insight that God, gave you to putting together a dramatization of what the last days would look like and what the tribulation period would look like. And it's closer than people think, isn't it?
You know, some people, when my brother shows him the comparison book, many people have said, well, you wrote this newspaper after you saw the articles. Isn't that true? And, That's not true. We did not write this newspaper after we saw the articles. And Dave, you've been sending these newspapers out free of charge pretty much all over the planet, and that's not an understatement. What countries have you sent them to?
Okay, recently we had an evangelist in the old city of Jerusalem passing out the last trumpet.
Oh, wow.
South Africa, Zimbabwe, Malawi, Uganda, the Philippines, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Holland, France, Britain, and plus just about every all the 50 states, Pastor. Now, one thing I want to emphasize.
Sure.
I want to just give people this website again.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, the quickest way to get to the last trumpet is very simple. It's www.john, J-O-H-N, McTernan, McTernan.name. That's johnmcternan.name. When you see the website, you scroll down on the left-hand side, you'll see a little mini last trumpet. You click it on, it has our email address. If you want papers, just send us a little email, drop us a little email with your address. We send them out absolutely no charge, no freight, no gimmicks, no nothing. And the critical thing is this, we want to get this into your hands. Think about this for a second. The current world situation, we're getting very close to the last 7 years. Daniel's 70th week, it's expanded in the book of Revelation. We understand that it begins when Europe unites and a leader arises and makes a treaty with Israel. The stage is set, the actors are in place, the curtain's rising, we're about to begin the last act. Now, what's interesting, what would be easier? For your friends and neighbors to go through the 7-year tribulation or to spend a half an hour and read a dramatization about the 7-year tribulation? Now, what's very interesting is this. Jesus said something very simple. And now I have told you before it has come to pass, that when it is come to pass, you might believe. So if people read the last trumpet and they understand that these specific things are going to happen and they see them happening, there's a distinct possibility the Holy Spirit will draw them and sure. They will get saved. They'll mm-hmm. start asking questions, Pastor.
Sure. Well, I think, like you said, I think it's a unique track that is used in a way to grab someone's attention in a newspaper form. It's not breaking from Scripture per se. It's putting out there what the prophets have already declared, but putting it in a way that makes sense. They just kind of like when the prophets had gotten visions and were given prophetic insight in their day, they couldn't fully describe and understand what they were seeing, especially things of our modern age. That's why when you read some of these wonderful, texts in Scripture, and you, especially the prophetic ones, you look at Daniel and others, they're seeing things that we can almost understand today as we see them, because they were describing something they had never seen before. I think it's great when we use this newspaper to be able to get that same understanding and seeing that here these are happening in our world right now as things are happening. As we see what's going on in the Middle East, as we see what's going on in Europe, what are you seeing? What are your take on what you're seeing at the moment right now? You gave us 8 stories earlier about what's happening today, right here in April. But what do you see going on the world stage?
I see Jesus coming back as a thief in the night. He's coming back. Jesus said, when you see all these things come to pass, look up, your redemption draws nigh. These are signs that he's soon to return, and we want to be ready. And, an evangelist once made a statement about evangelism, obviously, and he said 3 things, do something, do something, do something. And you're either, he also said, somebody else said, you're either a missionary or an imposter. If you know that this is happening, Schindler's List, he did as much as he could to save Jewish people during the Holocaust. If you had a blueprint of the gas chambers at Auschwitz and you knew something was going to be happening rather shortly and you didn't speak up, you didn't warn your friends, something's wrong.
Yeah, yeah. So we have an obligation as believers to be missionaries. You don't need a title. You don't need to be sent out by your church. You were sent out by the church. We were sent out by the chief shepherd,